All right, it's 7 o'clock. It's actually 7:01, and you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's time for If Music Could Talk. Thanks for tuning in. And today we'll be, playing summertime jams. We have a special guest in here today, too. It's Sir Lord Thomas. All the way from the beach area, Norfolk, I believe. Hampton Roads, Norfolk, or
sir.
Norfolk specifically. He was DJing his Irie heavy reggae sounds last night at Balasso. What's the name of that?
Actually, I was doing Soul Power last night with.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you have a diverse range of musical tastes as well,
yes,
which is one of the reasons I invited you here. Last night you were with Soul Power. Tonight it looks like you've got a whole bunch of stuff from the Caribbean and England.
I got some blue beat stuff from England and some two tone as well.
Cool.
From England as well. But a lot of it's a lot of old Jamaican rock steady stuff and. From about 65 to about 72.
Cool.
And then I'll have two-tone, which is, of course, from the 80s. So.
Yeah. And I'm going to let you explain more about what you know about those genres a little bit later
as
we get started. The two-tone and the ska is part of the Caribbean diaspora or a variation or extension of the Caribbean sounds coming out of Jamaica, but took on their own life in England.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
But I'll let you tell the listeners more about it because I know you know more about it than I do. But anyway, tonight, Sir Lord Thomas, live in the flesh here at WIR Studios, 1621 West Broad Street, and we're gonna have fun tonight. We're gonna play a lot of good stuff. So stay tuned. Turn up your radio. And we're going to start off with the Heptones. Song called Baby on If Music Could Talk.
Baby, Rastafari lead. Jah, is thy light and thy salvation, whom shall I fear? When the weak God come upon thy feet to fight flesh, they shall stumble and fall. The wash rise up again, time this life is transient. Cause one thing have I desire of Jah, that will I seek after. That I and I might dwell in the house of Jah Rastafari all days of my life. The old beauty of Jah and the empire in his temple. For in time of trouble, Jah shall sit there upon a rock. My head be lifted up above my enemies, round above them. Chill yo! By his protection, the sun shall not smite thy by day nor the moon by night. Jah shall protect thy going out and I coming in from this land henceforth. See ya. Jali. Till ya. So great is the Lord God Jah, and great to be praised in the city of our God. Till ya. In the mountain of holiness, beautiful far situation, the joy of the world of this Mount Zion. On the side of the north, city of the great king, Jah as far as go. Chill yo, Jali. Ring down with you. Jali. Jali. Jali, I tell you. Jali, I hold you. As blessed is man, God is nothing, he's going to love the ungodly. The sun is no wisdom, sinners, and I see the seat of the scornful. Jah, just put your guy going on, and I coming in. I need you. Chester.
Yeah, that's Lee Scratch Perry with Justice to the People. And before that, we heard Anthony Johnson, Baby, You're Lovin'. That was from Joe Gibbs, Channel 1 Roots Radix. Sorry, Channel 1 Roots Radix backing band. And Anthony Johnson, the vocalist. I don't know the name of that rhythm, but I've heard it many times, and especially in the dub treatment. Believe scientists may have done a version of that. Anyway, if you know the name of that rhythm, feel free to comment on WRAR.org. You can check the playlist. Before Anthony Johnson, we heard Ja Lion from Colombian Cali, song called Wisdom, and started off with the Heptones, song called Baby. And that was a 45. Recorded by Jamaica Recording Studio, 13 Brentford Road, Kingston, Jamaica, on Studio One Records. And we're going to continue a little bit, get you in the dancing mood, and at 7:30, Sir Lord Thomas is going to take over the sound station, the mixing board here, up at WRAR 97.3. Here's Dancing Mood. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the great Bob Marley and the Wailers with Dancing Shoes. And before that, we heard Delroy Wilson with Dancing Mood. And you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Coming up in a couple minutes, well, actually right after this next song, we're going to have a special set by Sir Lord Thomas. We'll let him take over and go as long as he feels like it. He's got a whole bunch of records up here, and it's a special treat on a Sunday evening here in Richmond to hear this awesome music. And this man, I think, came up for the weekend all the way up from Norfolk. So we'll hear from him in a few minutes. I want to tell you that support for WRIR is provided by TV Jerry, who has been producing creative media since 1989. TVJerry.com is also the home of Sifter, a new, highly opinionated and sometimes snarky guide featuring previews, reviews, and profiles, many on video. TV Jerry and his contributors will cover movies, theater, art, music, food, style, and more at tvjerry.com.
Are those headphones working?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And you can be a part of something really big, promoting international peace through citizen diplomacy. The Friendship Force organizes overseas exchange visits that allow participants to stay with volunteer host families and experience life in foreign lands from an everyday life perspective not available to most tourists. Friendship Force is active in over 50 countries, placing thousands of exchange visitors each year. You can learn more about Friendship Force and the exchange program and see what exchanges are planned by the Richmond Club by calling 804-217-8007, or you can email c.edwards34@verizon.net or visit thefriendshipforce.org. And thanks for tuning in tonight. Stay tuned. As I said, we have a special guest DJ, Sir Lord Thomas. I'm going to play one track here before we let him take over. This is a very interesting video bootleg recording of HR of the Bad Brains with his Human Rights Band, recorded in 1990 back in Woodbury, Connecticut at a show. And this is the eighth song of the set that they did in Woodbury in 1990. And the song doesn't have a title, and I've never heard it before. And believe me, I've heard a lot of Bad Brains and human rights songs, and I never heard this one. It's surprisingly, like, really beautiful and upbeat. And a lot of his solo or human rights stuff was more reggae and kind of upbeat sounding. It's all PMA, positive mental attitude, Rasta punk music, but this one in particular has a real upbeat sound to it. So never heard it before. If you know the title, feel free to leave a comment, as I said, on WRIR.org, and stay tuned for a set by Sir Lord Thomas. He's going to be taking over right after this song, Untitled by HR, Human Rights.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's HR.
Justice, harmony, Rasta live, Selassie.
Yeah.
Irie out there.
And I hope you're feeling Irie out there. And that was from a live show in Connecticut, 1990. And you can watch that on YouTube if you want. It's HR, Woodbury, Connecticut, CT, 1990, track number 8. Pretty cool. Summer vibes, and it's summertime. And that's why, part of the reason why we're playing the reggae tonight. The other reason is there's no specific season that's best for reggae. Reggae's an all-year-round thing. And actually, I do want to say to my friends, Jeff and Maggie, who got married this weekend, and I was up there in Shenandoah Valley with them for their wedding celebration last night. It was awesome, and I want to wish them all the best, the newlyweds. They're heading to Jamaica for their honeymoon. I think it's in a week from now, so maybe I'll send them this podcast. We'll post this as a podcast later on and send it to them as a another happy honeymoon audio file or something. Maybe we'll do that. Anyway, without further ado, I want to introduce our special guest for the evening, Sir Lord Thomas. What's up, man?
Oh, just hanging out with you, Carl. Glad you have me up here. I'm really really stoked to be back here at WRIR.
Man, me too. And I think the last set I heard of you doing, like, the reggae style was like at the old Couscous venue, which is now The Well.
Their closing party, yes.
That's where I was. Yeah.
You were there DJing as well.
Yeah, so we all took turns. That was a crazy night. I always enjoy the stuff that you play, and I tend to always bug you and ask you what track that was. So I won't do that tonight. Luckily, I can just look over your shoulder and check out the records you're playing. But for others that are listening, you'll probably be announcing songs throughout your set here tonight. Uh-huh. I'm going to let you play as many records as you want tonight here. And I guess, can you tell me first how you got into this, this type of music, and
That's a loaded gun.
That is
friend.
A loaded gun. Well, okay. Let's not even do that. How long have you been spinning records out in the public?
For about 8 years now.
Yeah.
It's been about 8 years.
And you're living down in...
I live in Norfolk? Chesapeake, Virginia.
Oh, Chesapeake.
Yeah, Norfolk, Chesapeake. It's all kind of blurs together down there. Yeah, yeah. So.
Cool. Is there a music scene down there that you participate in, or...?
No, not really. I generally just come up here and go up to Baltimore and D.C. and, you know, other places, mm-hmm. too. Norfolk is kind of a weird area for music. Has been, so...
Well, we're lucky to have you here and spinning in our local venues and now here on the radio. So I'm not going to delay anymore. I think we've talked enough. Let's let the music talk. Why don't you go ahead and maybe just tell people what you're going to play.
Okay, the first track is Ghost Town by The Specials. I figured I'd start off with that nice and slow and then build it up.
Thank you. nation, all over the nation. Read all about it, read all about it. Skinheads invasion. Called Apollo 12, leaving from Shantytown, Brixton, Shege, Reggae, Jege, Reggae, Shege. Everything will be all right if we just unite. Shaggy, reggae. Skinhead moon invasion, leaving from Shantytown, Brixton. Shaggy, reggae.
I'm gonna turn it over to your sound dimension, your music producer. Everybody on the ball. Thank you.
son, beware of the devil. Don't let him spoil your heart. Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him put us apart. Did I hear you say we got apart? Or did you say let's go for a walk? Did I hear you say you got someone new? Or did you say you like the color of my shoe? I don't know what's going on. You're not the girl I used to know. You're turning my world upside down, branding me with a frown. Hey, Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him spoil your heart. Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him put us apart. Did I hear you say you're leaving town? Or did you say you're sticking around? Did I hear you say you're serious? Or did you say it's all a bluff? Why do you wanna change our dreams? All the things we planned and schemed. Do you really wanna go? Or is it just an overnight glow? Hey, hey. Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him spoil your heart. Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him put us apart, no, no. Did I hear you say we got apart? Or did you say let's go for a walk? Did I hear you say you got someone new? Or did you say you like the color of my shoe? I don't know what's going on. You're not the girl I used to know. You're turning my world upside down, branding me with a frown. Hey, hey. Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him spoil your heart. Hey, hey. Susan, beware of the devil. Oh, don't let him put us apart. Oh, oh. Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him spoil your heart. Hey, hey. Susan, beware of the devil.
Gosh, me in a the pot. See faithfully, not seeing it's the return of the slavery. Daughters of heaven, way up in the sky, where we can't reach unless we die. But you can't fool me again. You can't fool me again and again. You can't fool me again. You just can't fool me. No, you can't fool me.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is If Music Could Talk, and you just heard a special set by DJ Sir Lord Thomas here, live and direct from WRIR Studios, 1621 West Broad. Richmond Independent Radio, your community radio station, nonprofit, non-commercial radio for the rest of us. And you want to tell people what they heard in the last 45 minutes?
Yeah, right on. Got
cool.
45 minutes. All right, it's flying by here. Yeah, the last track was actually off of Impact Records. It's an early Peter Tosh release, You Can't Fool Me Again. And then before that, we had Moon Hop by Derek Morgan. And then we had another Derek Morgan as well, Mina Give Up. Then before that, Dandy Livingston, Susan Beware the Devil. And that's on Tighten Up Volume 6, Trojan Records. Lynn Tate and the Jets with Batman.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then Count Machuki, More Scorcha. That's actually on the Studio One DJ's Soul Jazz release.
Excellent compilation.
That whole thing is insane. Before that, Laurel Aiken, Apollo 12, Skinhead Version.
Wait a minute. Skinhead? What's
yes.
that?
Skinhead.
What's that all about? Playing the fool.
Loaded gun, my friend.
Go ahead. No. Try to disarm it.
Yeah, well, it should be disarmed because it's Skinhead is a group, people group back in the mid late 60s in England. Basically listened to soul and rocksteady Jamaican music that came over from the boats to England from that time period.
Right. And they literally had shaved heads, dreadlocks.
They shaved heads. They actually wore the style of the actual Jamaican boat person when he came over.
Right.
You know, Doc Martin boots, high water pants, suspenders.
Black and white.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this had nothing to do with racial supremacy or any of that crap.
There was no racial. I mean, that really didn't enter into it until after the real skinhead was actually had come and gone.
Yeah, the real skinhead is what you're talking about, is the original skinhead.
Right.
And there were, this guy, Laurel Aitken, what do you know about him?
Laurel Aitken is kind of he's considered like the godfather of ska. I mean,
uh-huh.
He's like the antithesis of ska. I mean, he actually just passed away like a couple of years ago. So, but he was around for quite many years, and he, you know, he had, he He had many, many tracks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good legendary. Tracks.
Yeah.
Was he based in London? Or
yes, yes. He was. He lived in London.
So a Jamaican immigrant.
Yeah, he kind of moved around there. Kind of bounced around. So. Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of Jamaicans living in England at that time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Early '60s.
Early '60s, mid '60s, and.
And there still are, obviously.
Yeah. And it's really fascinating too with that whole scene. You see a lot of early rock steady stuff, and it's basically their version of American soul music.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, the Impressions and stuff like that, like Bob Marley and the Wailers, their favorite band was the Impressions.
Right.
And so it just kind of went hand in hand. They kind of put their own slant to it. And,
yeah.
It's funny with, you know, reggae rock steady. It's almost a mixture of American soul and with some Caribbean rhythms, and also too you had your like your New Orleans sound too as well in there with the horns and everything else, and it all kind of culminated, and then it went over to England back in like the, you know, mid '60s, late '60s, in that time period. That's where the Blue Beat name came in, this and that. But so yeah, it's pretty, you know, Prince Buster and, you know, everything else. So
yeah, man, crucial history there, and yeah, just, you know. Leading off of that question of what is a skinhead, a lot of people just think of like the racist jerk with the red laces and the shaved head and neo-Nazi phrases coming out of their mouths. That's not the skinhead we're talking about. And it's, you know, we're not trying to classify anyone either. I mean, these are all things that happened at one point or another, and people sort of like self-identify themselves, but... you don't want to put anyone in a box, and I think there was quite a bit of like a sort of a weird cultural blending happening in London also that I remember that happened through reggae and ska. I mean, actual working class whites and blacks partying and hanging out together.
Absolutely.
Really cool.
With the Coxon sound system and,
yeah,
you know, the whole scene in England at that time. And then of course you had soul music and you had the whole mod scene, which was very involved with that early skinhead and the really clean cut look and everything else. I mean, that was, it all goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then you had in the late '60s, which you had your straight up mods. And then when the late '60s hit, the kind of dandies went off in one era, which is like the, you know, the psychedelics and this and that, but the hard mods basically went off in another era, and that's kind of what really kind of formed the whole skinhead look and the Ivy League and, you know, clean dressing and, you know, listening to soul and reggae and rocksteady and,
yeah,
you know, all that stuff.
Yeah,
so,
wow, man.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating period in history. It's
something
I'm really passionate about, so...
One other thing too, you mentioned the Coxon sound system. So that was based in England as an extension of Clement Dodd's sound system in Jamaica. So did he send a guy over there to run another system?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's,
and promote his records in London?
Well, it's one of those things. I was just using the Coxon sound system as an example because that's what they had. They had huge sound systems over there, just like in Jamaica.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, you know, they would just have huge parties.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it was very racially mixed.
Yeah.
It was a mixed group of folks. So.
Later on, I remember hearing Josh Shaka was a big sound system operator in London.
Mm-hmm.
But that came much later. But really cool. I wish I knew more about the London scene, but this is cool. It's a cool little exploration in musical history. So thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, and one other thing I want to add too. I remember, as legend has it, I remember hearing about Clement Dodd himself, founder of Studio One, made a couple trips to America, North America, when he was first getting started, and at one point bought most of his studio equipment and had it shipped down from someplace in Florida, bought a big amplifier and some really nice speakers. I forget which liner notes I was reading this on, but I know they were like liner notes or maybe a reggae book. But then he also bought like every soul record that he could get his hands on while he was up in North America.
That's
and then
awesome.
Brought him back with him. So I guess it's like
right
in with what you were saying. You know, they were big fans of American soul.
Yeah, they really, especially the early, if you look at the early form of the music, and, you know, I mean, it's like Bob Marley and all those guys, they all, you know, were sharkskin suits, and, you know, they really emulated the American soul.
Yeah,
you know, soul artist.
Yeah, before the dreadlocks were growing.
Yeah, that was a little later. Quite a bit before. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Much before. Well, anyway, why don't you take it away? We have another whole 50 minutes here for you, if you want to have it.
So thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Back row, you say, baby, let's go. Ready. was my major key.
Mr. Two Tibbert, shout out to Alex at the Skylab. Thanks for calling in. Toots in the Maytal.
Suppose you wanna call the man, what would you do? Suppose you wanna call the man, what would you do? He doesn't want no one high. What would you do? He doesn't want. What would you do? Suppose you wanna call that man high. What would you do? You only have one big bright eye. So what would you do? Get timba, timba, timba. Get timba, timba, timba. Get timba, timba, timba. Get timba, 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 timba.
Say, tune in to 97.3 Richmond Radio Independent, your number one station that rules the nation. Give it to me one time. Oh, yeah.
Phoenix City.
Did you read the news in the daily paper, people? The reggae fever is good, the reggae fever. Skinhead braces and big boots is the talk of this town. The reggae fever is good, the reggae fever.
Every time you read a mirror or sketch, skinheads are always at their very best.
It's the fever, yeah, the reggae fever.
The simplest thing is, what is this in our little London?
It's the fever, yeah, the reggae fever. You can know a skinhead by the way he skins his head. The reggae fever is good, the reggae fever. Don't you try to stop them, you don't know what it means. The reggae fever is good, the reggae fever.
Every time you read a mirror or sketch, skinheads are always at their very best.
It's the fever, yeah, the reggae fever.
The simplest thing is, what is this in our little London?
It's the fever, yeah, the reggae fever.
Every time you read a mirror or sketch, skinheads are always at their very best.
It's the fever, yeah, the reggae fever.
The simplest thing is, what is this in our little London?
It's the fever, yeah, the reggae fever. You can know a skinhead by the way he skins his head.
The reggae fever is good,
the reggae fever. Don't you try to stop them, you don't know what it means. The reggae fever is good, the reggae fever.
The reggae fever is good,
the reggae fever.
James.
rides again.
This is Mikey J. You're listening to If Music Could Talk on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, number one in music and selection.
Draw back your bow and let your arrow fly.
makes her love strong for me. Well, I swear I'm gonna love her until eternity. I know between the both of us, her heart we can steal. Cupid, help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow flow straight to my lover's heart for me. No, nobody else but me. Hey, 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 Cupid, please hear my cry.
Wow, that was such a great version of Johnny Nash doing Cupid. Yeah, so basically that was the last song we just played, and before that was Return of the Django, The Upsetters. Before that was Jesse James by Laurel Aiken, Reggae Fever by The Pioneers, Phoenix City, Robert Alfonso, One Eye Enos, Toots and the Maytals.
Big respect to Toots, too.
Yes, absolutely. Ride Your Donkey by the Tenors with Tommy McCook and the Supersonics. Before that, Come See About Me, Lloyd Chalmers. Reggae 69, Laurel Aiken. Hard Road to Travel with Jimmy Cliff. And Young, Gifted, and Black by Bob and Marcia. And yeah, that about wraps up the last few songs.
Cool, man. I'm really digging the grooves that you're laying down here. Thank you so much for coming up here and bringing the music to WIR. The vibes and the vibes are nice tonight here on If Music Could Talk with Sir Lord Thomas. And big high five and lots of respect to you for what you do. Word up. And high five to everyone out there, and shout out to Richmond and the whole wide world. Thanks for tuning in to your favorite radio station, WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And here's another uplifting message for the moment. Life gets tough, and sometimes in winter, even though it's not winter right now, when days are colder and nights are longer, why am I reading this? The burden seems too heavy. Sometimes even summertime it happens. But don't kill yourself. Seriously, don't. No matter what problems you're struggling with, and this is serious, hurting yourself isn't the answer. You can try telling a friend what your problems are, talk to somebody, or call 1-800-273-TALK to talk to a counselor at a Lifeline crisis center near you. Seriously, if you're considering it, do not. 1-800-273-8255, that's 1-800-273-TALK, if you have ever considered suicide. Don't just talk to somebody instead. This is a PSA from the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and WIR 97.3 FM, your source for life-affirming music and inspiration. And we'll continue on. We got 15 more minutes. Stay tuned at 9 o'clock for Stunted Development with DJ Bill and his co-host, The Robot. The best freeform radio show on the planet, some would say. But yeah, let's have 15 more minutes of Irie vibes and reggae rhythms here on If Music Could Talk from Sir Lord Thomas. Take it away.
I love Sweet William. Yes, he's my boy. And I'm his little god. His favorite toy. He brings me candy, and the kisses too.
Nevada. Now my court is in session. Will you please stand? First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Judge 100 Years. Some people call me Judge Dredd. Now, I am from Ethiopia. Try hard, you rude boys, for shooting black people. In my court, on the beat car, cause I'm vexed, and I am the rude boy today. Two gun test?
Yes, sir.
Rude boy Adolphus Chase?
Yes, sir.
Rude boy Emmanuel Zachariah Zaki Palm?
Present.
George Graban Fleet?
Present.
Adolphus James?
Yes, sir.
I see where you have been charged for 10 shooting intent, 5 murder charge, 6 Graban Fleet charge.
But you are not.
Hush up! Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty, sir.
I don't care what they say, take 400 years. Stand down. Emmanuel Zachariah Zaki Palm?
Yes, sir.
You've been charged 15 charge of shooting intent, 15 murder charge. And I heard that you was the one down there in Sutton Street who tell the judge, rude boys don't care. Well, this is King Street, and my name is Judge Dredd, and I don't care. Now take 400 years.
I don't know what I'm going to say, you know, Your Honor, because...
Hush up, what they trying to do, shoot me too?
No, Your Honor, but I didn't say, man.
Well, quiet. 400 more years for you. Judge Graban Fleet.
Yes, sir.
Stop your crying. Good boys, don't cry. That's what I hear.
I didn't read you, no, sir. I don't give you a chance.
I don't hear. Hush up. This is my court. You're charged for robbing school children. Robbery aggravation.
Good man, I not take a sentence to you, no, sir. Is you shooting man, you know? And you said, I'm a bad thing. I'm a big judge. Come up, come try, you know, sir. I take a sentence to you, no, sir.
Hush up! Harder! Adolphus James?
Yes, sir?
You rob school children? You boom the people's house? You shot black people?
But you and I don't give
you... Hush up! Just for talking, I now charge you for contempt, and that is a separate 100 years. I hereby sentence you to 400 years. I said, hush up, hush up. You're sentenced to 400 years and 500 lashes. I am going to set an example. Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry. When I was in Africa, here you were tough.
I'm not guilty.
Put a turn, take him away.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Sir Lord Thomas, DJ.
It's a pleasure. It was awesome. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. So coming up next here is Stunner Development. Thanks a lot for coming in again. And you'll have to do this again sometime.
Absolutely.
All right. Bill.
Thank you, my friend.
Rhythm. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.